It's a chaotic time in eastern Ukraine. Pro-Russia separatists have taken over towns and government buildings throughout the region. And this weekend, they plan to hold a referendum on possible secession from Ukraine. But we still don't really know just who these separatists are. Time magazine reporter Simon Schuster got a close-up look at the pro-Russia militias, much closer than he intended, really. Schuster, who speaks fluent Russian, was in eastern Ukraine reporting on the unrest when he ran into trouble at a checkpoint. We reached him in Berlin to ask him about what happened.
I was heading out of one of the towns that's considered rebel-held territory. I was alone in a taxi with the driver. And we stopped at a checkpoint, and one of the gunmen who was guarding the checkpoint was very agitated. In the vicinity of that checkpoint, there were pretty hot gunfights going on at that exact moment between the Ukrainian military and the separatist fighters. So they're very sort of nervous and jumpy. They searched the trunk, and they found a flak jacket in the trunk that said "Press" on it, clearly labeled. But because of that flak jacket, they must have assumed that I may have been a combatant of some kind. So without saying a word to me, pulled me out of the car, pistol whipped me on the head, kicked me on the chin, and only then asked for my documents.
So wait a minute. It said that you were press on the flak jacket, and that prompts immediately a crack on the head with a gun. I mean, that's pretty extreme.
Yeah, it is extreme. You know, the important thing really to remember in trying to figure out how that could happen is that the separatist fighters is sort of an umbrella term that encompasses so many different types of people, from regular criminals who are in this to gain possibly some loot. There are regular civilians, people who are mixed up in this, maybe volunteered to work as nurses or drivers. And then there are people with military training and military gear who are sort of leading the forces. And I happen to have the bad luck of getting one of the totally inexperienced guys, just a guy with a gun.
Mm. I mean, we've heard about the little green men, presumably Russian or Russian-supported uniforms without insignias. What was this guy wearing who cracked you over the head with that pistol?
He was wearing an Adidas tracksuit.
So this guy in an Adidas tracksuit pistol whips you, and then what happens? Where does he take you?
He didn't take me anywhere. They checked my documents, and then sort of it dawned on them that, wait a minute, this guy is probably actually a journalist, as he claims, and an American journalist. And they called their commander, who promptly arrived in a civilian car. I think it was a Hyundai. And he was dressed in camouflage, so he was what you would refer to as one of the little green men. Mm. He was well-armed. He had a bandolier of shotgun shells across his chest. And he was quite irritated that they had, without reason or provocation, beaten up a journalist. That doesn't look good for them. So he took me back to the headquarters to confirm who I was, figure out who I was.
What's going through your head all this time right now?
How to get out of there, because it wasn't the first time that I'd been detained or kidnapped or whatever we call it. It was the second time. The first time was, you know, also scary. They released me after a couple of hours. And this time I thought, you know, maybe I'll actually have to stay in the basement for a while. Luckily, they didn't take away my cell phone. So I was able to put in a call to my Russian photographer colleagues and friends, who then began raising a stink among the separatists that we know there, that we've interviewed. So they called and vouched for me, and pretty soon I was released.
What did you do the moment they let you free, and how quickly did your editors know what was going on?
Right, because they allowed me to keep my phone, I was able to contact my editors pretty quickly. There was an odd situation with my release. I was sort of released halfway, so they apologized for the beating, and they took me to a safe house. It was sort of a hotel that belonged to their comrades. And they asked me to come back in the morning. And in the morning, right after sunrise, my Russian photographer friends came and got me out and drove me out of the town. And we later learned why they wanted to have me come back in the morning. We called them up on the phone. Actually, no, they called one of the Russian photographers looking for me. And the photographer asked, you know, what do you want with him? And they said, well, we caught the guy who hit me. and we want Simon to basically be present as we punish him. So I have no idea what they wanted to do with that guy or what that would have looked like, but that seemed to be their intention. I mean, trying to figure out their motivations there is sort of above my pay grade. I don't know.
Time Magazine's Simon Schuster. Simon, thank you very much.
Thank you.